If you drop by Chaburn Elementary School this year, you're going to see a big difference in what the students are doing in their classrooms. Chaburn Elementary School is North Carolina's newest A-plus school. The A-plus schools program is a whole school reform model that views the arts as fundamental to teaching and learning in all subjects. A-plus schools combine interdisciplinary teaching and daily arts instruction, offering children opportunities to develop creative, innovative ways of thinking, learning, and showing what they know. In A-plus schools, teaching the state's mandated curriculum involves a collaborative, many-disciplined approach, with the arts continuously woven into every aspect of a child's learning. It's long been proven that children learn in different ways. Some learn by moving, some learn by drawing, some learn by listening, some even learn by singing. The A-plus schools program builds upon this notion that every child can learn, but every child learns differently. And in the A-plus program, the way that the child learns differently is usually addressed through the arts. The A-plus program has some high-profile supporters, among them former President Bill Clinton.
We don't all learn the same way, but hardly any of us are too dumb to learn what we need to know. It is, as far as I can determine, the only strategy, given our current resource constraints and all the problems families in America are having keeping body and soul together, that has a reasonable chance of giving every kid in this country a chance to live up to his or her God-given ability.
I sat down with Michelle Burrows, who is the executive director of the A-plus schools program, to talk a little more about what an A-plus school is all about. Michelle, if you would, tell us a little bit about the history of the program and any other information you want to offer.
All right, Kelly. Well, the A-plus schools program is housed at the North Carolina Arts Council, but has been around since 1995. It's based on the premise that arts have a lot of value in education and that kids can learn well through the arts. We started in 1995 with 25 pilot schools, and we've grown to 46 this summer. We have five brand new schools this summer. And we work with schools to help them make connections between the arts and their non-art standards so that kids can use creativity and collaboration and communication and all those great 21st century skills in the classroom.
So you're in Columbus County because Chaburn Elementary is now on the A-plus network and teachers are in training over the summer. So tell us a little bit about the training that's been taking place and what those teachers are experiencing.
Well, this is our second day of 5 days of training. Chaburn is one of our new A-plus schools. And we've been working with the teachers to help them develop comfort in all of the art forms and to start thinking about what that might look like in their classrooms. So tomorrow we'll get into some of the curriculum standards and have them really taking a deep look at the standards and where they connect with the arts. We're also helping them to understand how things like collaboration and infrastructure and climate play into the overall whole school reform of A-plus schools. The A-plus schools program has eight essentials that all of our schools practice, and that infrastructure, climate, and curriculum, those are all big pieces of the foundational pieces of A-plus.
So we have A-plus schools all over the state, and I know you've seen the transformative effect that A-plus can have on a school. Can you give us an example of an impact that you've seen A-plus have on a specific school?
Sure. We had we have a school that's in their third year of A-plus in Kinston. It's a middle school, and they're a STEM school, so they had a little bit of heavy focus on science our first year with them, so we spent a lot of time helping them figure out how the arts and sciences connect. And that first year after implementing A-plus, their science scores went up 18 points. But more importantly, that is a school that the community had kind of written off, and now those kids are really regaining their sense of self-confidence. The school has got a new identity. It's really turned the whole school around.
And I think really what the listeners should know and what our stakeholders out there should know is that the purpose of A-plus is really to engage students and to engage those students that sometimes we leave behind with traditional teaching.
That's right. We spend a lot of time talking about student engagement, and the arts are a great piece, a great tool to help engage kids. And it is often the kids that are disengaged that the teachers have the hardest time reaching. And using some of these tools helps those kids to reconnect. A kid that may not be very verbally smart or feel very confident verbally might be great musically. And so giving kids a variety of ways to experience the curriculum and then to show what they know brings those kids back in that have been disengaged.
So let's say I'm a parent at Chaburn Elementary School and my child's been there for several years. what may I see this year that's different than in years past as a result of the A-plus training?
I think you'll see more variety in the classroom, teachers giving kids more choice in the ways they take in information and in the ways they are assessed. I think you'll see the teachers building stronger classroom community, encouraging kids to communicate well and collaborate together. I think you'll see more students working in groups and having arts-based projects. I think you'll see a sense of a common goal at the school, that they're all working towards a common vision of engaging students through the arts. And I think parents will be very involved too. I know the school will be doing some work to help educate the parents and bring them in and help them to know what it means to be an A-plus school and part of the A-plus network.
And I think at the end of the day, for 21st century skills, if our students are going to have a chance at succeeding in the 21st century, they have to learn to work together, they have to learn to collaborate and think creatively and think critically. And I really think the A-plus program is a great fit for the school.
Absolutely. The teachers are very excited and very engaged. They've really started to come out of their shell a little bit and gain some comfort in the arts and start to understand what that can mean for their kids in their classrooms. I think they're going to have a great year, and the staff seems to be very excited and ready to go.
I spoke with Principal Deanna Schumann about the dedication of her staff. In order to become an A-plus school, faculty were required to volunteer a week of their time for training. So what's been your response to the way your faculty has embraced the A-plus program?
I could not be prouder of how they have responded. They were willing to come back a week early, on demand almost. They had like 2 weeks notice before they were told they had to come back, and they were all willing to do that without question. They have been very positive and upbeat this week, and you can just sense the excitement in the rooms. I'm very proud of their reception of the A-plus program.
At the end of a long, challenging, rewarding week of A-plus professional development, I had the opportunity to sit down with a few teachers and just ask them, how do you think this will affect the way Chaperon Elementary School teaches this year?
I think that it's going to be able to open a lot of doors and bring out a lot more creativity with our students, and they'll be able to express themselves and communicate well and work well with others.
I think teachers are going to be having fun with their students, really engaged. They're going to try lots of different dance activities. I think the kids are just going to be really excited about what they see happening with their teachers, as well as what they're going to be doing in the classroom.
I think it's going to make students be a lot more engaged. It's going to engage our teachers and hopefully create a much more positive atmosphere with lots of motivation.
I think our kids at CES are already expressive in ways that make them unique. I think that A-plus is going to give them an awesome outlet and stage in the classroom to present their ideas and create their own learning experience.
The A-plus program is an ongoing initiative with professional development throughout the year, as well as networking with other A-plus schools throughout North Carolina. This is Kelly Jones, WZCO 89.9.